What if I am the EGR person?
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
Here are a few things to consider. If the EGR person is you, if the extra grace requirer is you or me, number one, grant yourself grace and understanding. You do it. Come on, if you can withhold things from yourself, if you can deprive yourself of occasional pleasure or joy, if you can turn your back on a blessing, then you can do the opposite. You can grant yourself grace and understanding. You know, in Mark 10:51 in Scripture, Bartimaeus was asked by Jesus, "What would you have me do for you?" It's like Jesus has asked him, "What would you want me to grant you?" Here, we connect it even further. What do you want to grant yourself through me? Granting yourself grace and understanding is a valid option. Matthew 18:18, "Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth," which means whatever you seal or even put constraints on or boundaries to, will be bound in heaven. And here we go. "Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven," which means whatever you set free, whatever you forgive, whatever you bestow grace to, will be blessed by heaven. Let's just remember this. We, you and I, don't deserve grace. We don't deserve it as we don't merit gifts that are given to us. As a Christian, it's Christ in us that is being blessed. Because the Father loves His Son who's within you without measure. So granting ourselves grace and understanding is one way of responding when you are the extra grace requirer. Number two, initiate efforts to get the extra grace where you need it from. I remember my second son, Benj, and some of you know this story, when we found out that he had to have a bypass, an open heart surgery at the age of 4, and the cost of the surgery, oh my God, in dollars, was just way beyond what I could produce, what we both could produce at that time with Maricel. And so I remember going down on my knees and just asking for God's grace above me, asking for support from people across me, friends, family, colleagues, even clients, partners, and below me. Initiate efforts to get the extra grace. Get it. You do not have, in James 4:2, because you do not ask. We can't humble ourselves sometimes to simply ask. Trust me. I hope they're not listening now. I have a list of so many people. I have something to give. Seriously, I have something for these people. Not just material things, okay, but I know that I can only give these people what I have if they ask. Number three, venture out to connect or reconnect with EGRs, extra grace requirers just like you. To connect because maybe you've never met them, to reconnect because you know you may have bypassed them in the past. See, the best time to practice empathy is now, because now you can relate with them because you are an EGR too. You know, today I had an amazing time, a blessed time, a very special time with budding entrepreneurs north of Manila, about 60 of them. I've been teaching entrepreneurship for a long time, but the particular topic today about startup entrepreneurs, that hit me to the core. That was real to me today like it's never been before because of new businesses that Maricel and I, my wife and I, have started, some with my own kids. And trust me, these are new businesses, new industries that I have no experience in. And so I'm grappling. I'm searching. I'm asking. And so I'm learning. And I'm relating with others who are going through the same thing. So when I was teaching today, I was talking to myself. I was teaching myself. And I was really connected to my topic. Consequently, to my audience, my extra grace requiring audience. And when that happens, the connection is second to none. Maya Angelou, I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And today I saw that in my audience because I was feeling it too. And finally, what to do if you and I are the EGRs at present? Embrace vulnerability. Be real, be authentic, be vulnerable. You know, this fosters deep connection with so many. And from the so many, you will find those who will truly encourage, minister, and encourage you. Brené Brown, vulnerability is not winning or losing. It's having the courage to show up and be seen when we have no control over the outcome. End quote. And my friend, when you have no control, when you are vulnerable, all the possibilities present themselves to you without limit, without edit, without end. Did you get that? G-I-V-E. Grant yourself grace and understanding. Initiate efforts to get extra grace from others. Number three, venture out to connect or reconnect with EGRs just like you. And number four, E, embrace vulnerability. G-I-V-E. Give. Actually, discovering that you're a person with EGR is an opportunity for an even better life. Yes, a better life before you sensed you were an EGR, like never before. You know, we keep thinking of the current situation. We don't think about or talk about the resulting condition. See, current EGR people, extra grace required people, are tomorrow's EGAs and EGPs. Huh. What's that, Anthony? EGAs? Extra grace abounding because they asked for it. They received it. They took it. And then extra grace abounding people become EGPs. Extra grace providing people. And that's you, my friend. That's what's possible. That is worth looking forward to. God bless.